Adelaide University is investigating allegations of cheating by at least a dozen medical students. They're accused of using iPads to capture and distribute exam information to other students. In Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
It was an anonymous tip-off by a student which exposed allegations of cheating at the prestigious Adelaide University.
I'm very disappointed. I believe that our students normally exhibit a high degree of professionalism, so I am very disappointed in discovering that this has been a problem.
Professor Alastair Burt is Dean of the Medical School. He says 12 students have admitted taking a screen capture of exam information on university-owned iPads and sharing it with other students. The storing of information in that way is considered a breach of copyright.
Some others may come forward. That's certainly a possibility. And we need to look at other options that we have to ensure that we are identifying all that did misbehave in this way.
180 medical students studying the subject, human reproductive health, have been caught up in the scandal. The subject is a clinical placement which has a student intake four times a year.
The end of rotation examinations, as I say, are dotted throughout the year, four occasions throughout the year. And it's our understanding that this breach of integrity occurred not just now, but at the earlier rotations.
And so does that mean a screenshot was taken and passed on to students who were then to sit this exam in the next rotation?
That's what we believe, yes.
It was the first time the medical school had used the technology as a learning tool. Professor Burt says the decision was made to extend that to assessments.
Unfortunately, that's the bit which has then had posed us problems in that a small number of students, we do believe, then have misused that opportunity with the iPad technology to pass on examination details.
A lecturer who set the exam posted a message to an online forum warning of severe consequences for students involved in the course who didn't admit to taking advantage of the information. He also said the exam had been irretrievably damaged and will have to be redone by all students. Professor Burt says the penalties could be stiff.
The ultimate sanction is, in our policies and procedures, expulsion from the course, but that's an extreme end of the spectrum. And what we're going to have to do is think very clearly about what would be appropriate penalties for those that we have identified as being in breach of academic integrity.
Tom Worthington is from the Faculty of Engineering and Information Technology at the Australian National University. He says technology progresses rapidly, but human nature doesn't change.
Students using technology of the day to cheat in exams is not something new, and it's happened through the ages. And every time a new technology comes along, we have to put in place countermeasures.
He says it's about ensuring technological safeguards are in place and that students realise the penalties for cheating.
Technology has been providing new ways to cheat, but it's also providing new ways to teach and also to do the assessment. I think we have to get out of the idea that assessment equals sitting in an examination room, and we can assess the students progressively through the course in different ways, which makes it harder for them to cheat.
Professor Alastair Burt says it doesn't spell the end to the use of iPads at the medical school, but says they need to be aware of the potential pitfalls. The Board of Examiners at the University are now investigating the allegations.
Caroline Winter in Adelaide.